is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, second hour. We're glad you joined us this morning, if you're hearing my voice. And we have a couple of guests coming up here today, Noel Douglas and Captain Mark Glasso, supporting the Talisman Therapeutic Riding charity event coming up September 8th, which is going to be a rockfish tournament, $1,000 for the top rockfish wrangler, a couple of other prizes as well, the largest catfish and the ugliest fish contest. That's the one I'm going for. And then because, you know, all that other stuff, I'm not very good fisherman, so I've only been doing it for 55 years. So anyway, we'll have them coming up in just a minute, but right now we have this.
Hey folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optic systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
For your pursuit, mid-range or long-range, why can't I say that? I'm going to practice that this week. Hawk Optics. Hawk, H-A-W-K-E, Optics, has a scope for you. One of my personal favorites is the Vantage 3-9x40 straight wall marksman featuring a BDC etched reticle with holdover points out to 300 yards. The Hawk straight wall scope is specifically designed for use on straight wall rifles, including the 350 Legend, the 450 Bushmaster, the 4570, and all popular straight wall cartridges. Hawk has done the complicated math, so you don't have to. Another one of my favorites, and the one that someone will win on top of the CVA muzzleloader, September, October, November, is the Vantage 3-9x40 slug gun muzzleloader scope. This scope can be calibrated to speeds from 1,300 to 2,400 feet per second with an etched illuminated reticle and three holdover points. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check with your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. All right. It's going okay. Not great, but going okay. Let's talk to our guest today. Good morning, Noel. Good morning, Mark. How are you guys? Captain Mark, how are you guys doing this morning?
Wonderful, wonderful. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Good to hear from you, Mark. Long time.
Thank you.
Hi, Noel. How are you doing? Which one of you is on the hotline? Noel's on the hotline. Okay.
I'm on the hotline.
Yeah, we got a little feedback there. Are you on speaker?
I'm switching over on Mark's phone.
But are you guys on a speakerphone of some kind?
I just took I had mine on speakerphone. I took it off.
Yeah, you need to take it off speakerphone with your, just if you got the headset there, you know, use your phone, please. Because you get that reverb back in everybody's ears, so we don't want that. So,
yep.
You okay, Noel? Uh-oh.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
What's she doing, calling back?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. Mark, let's go. Let's talk about the rockfish tournament first. Good fish out there this year.
Yeah, this is our third year, I guess, and
yeah.
Looking forward to it.
I mean,
we're starting to see more fish spreading out, you know, as opposed to just in the usual haunts.
Yeah, but, well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And good. Morning, Noel. Thanks for calling back.
Sorry about that.
Okay. So we've got the Rockfish event coming up. That's at Fisherman's Crab Deck in Kent Narrows, and people should know where that is. There's a big marina behind there where the boarding will take place, and folks are to sign up at about 5:30 in the morning. Is that what I understand? 5:30, get signed up, and then get on your boat at 6 and for the blast off.
That's right, Ellen. We're going to have coffee and donuts waiting for everyone.
Come early.
Get registered online prior to, and then show up, and we'll give you a nice send-off and start the tournament at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Good. That sounds great. Welcoming both charter boats, and I'm assuming you have some charter boats lined up from the local folks there. But you're also, this year is new, private boats are able to register.
That's correct. We've enjoyed working with our local watermen over the last 3 years during this tournament, have invited a number of them back, a number of them have wanted to come back because we have so much fun
when
we go out. But this year, yes, private boats. We wanted to expand the tournament since it is a benefit tournament. We wanted to make sure that we could get as many people in the door as we could.
Fabulous. That's great. And any idea how many boats you think you'll have at this point, or don't we know that yet? I mean, we're a month away, so we've got plenty of time to get more boats registered.
Yeah, Alan, I think we have, 8 or 9 charter boats lined up.
So okay.
There's still room on charter boats for anybody who wants to fish on a charter boat.
Cool. Okay. And those are 6-pack charters, Mark?
Actually, no. We have some 6-packs, and we also have some inspected boats, so you don't have to necessarily come in a big group. We can easily put you on a inspected boat.
Okay, I got you.
That means
room for everybody. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. So the entry fee is $235 for single angler entry on a charter boat, $195 for single angler entry on a personal boat. So they, you know, if they bring their boat, they save automatically $40 on the entry fee, which is great. And then if you just want to attend the crab feast without fishing, it's $120 for a single crab feast ticket. Did I cover that right?
That's correct, yes.
All right. Nicole, tell us about some of the stuff that's going to take place. Mark, we'll get back to you, but tell us about some of the events and some of the things that are going to take place after the fishing tournament. What kind of auction items and raffle items do you have?
Well, the silent auction is just one of the many things we have during the Crab Feast. Crab Feast is our big festivity back at Fisherman's Crab Deck.
Right.
They have been wonderful hosts to us the last 3 years. And we have Justin Singleton playing live music while everybody's eating crabs. We have a nice happy hour. We have wonderful sponsors that will be donating craft beer. The silent auction, you never know what you're going to find. We always have a great array of things. We have some of our private captains on the charter boats have donated fishing trips and cruises, which
wonderful.
Is very, very popular.
Yeah.
And just a whole variety of local vendors that always step up and donate their services and time and products as well. But one of the things we're also looking forward to is honoring our sponsors. We have a new sponsor category this year. Our horses always come and welcome everyone at the Crab Feast there at the Fisherman's Crab Deck. And we are doing a sponsorship that if you wanted to put your name on the horses as they greet all of our wonderful guests, they're going to be standing there with signs at Fisherman's Crab Deck.
A living billboard, huh? You know, I was just thinking here, maybe you should, if you could, maybe get Mr. Ed to come and talk to your guest. I think that would be so cool.
We tried to get him, but he's really hard to get.
He's booked already.
He's a man.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed. So, yeah, but that would be fun anyway. Just going goofy there a little bit. So tell me about Talisman a little bit. You have students who have some type of a disability or special situation that the horses seem to bring out calm and concentration and things like that is It's called therapeutic riding for a reason. The kids, the adults, relate to the horses. Explain that a little bit, Noelle.
Well, thanks, Alan. I wanted to let everyone know with the money that we raised from the 2024 fishing tournament, we were able to support over 1,700 hours of therapeutic riding and over 3,200 hours of equine-assisted services. So people that are not actually on top of the horse but around the horse, and a lot of those are coming just to meet horses. We are part of the Maryland Horse Industry Board Horse Discovery Center program,
right,
which we're one of 42 licensed stables in the state of Maryland. We've been designated as a professional and safe place for anyone to come and learn more about horses in the equine industry. So with our therapeutic programs, not only do we have riding programs, we also have therapeutic carriage driving programs. The instructor is Mark's wife, Valley, and she has done a wonderful job in becoming certified in that. So even if you can't get on a horse, we do have a modality for you to participate in therapeutic exercises. But we service people from 3 years old to oldest rider has been 86. And
wow.
In these gates, we meet them where they are. We help them work towards being more independent in their individuality. But challenges of all sorts, physical, cognitive, emotional, social. So we use the power of the horse and the horse's ability to help connect with the human and help them, as you said, focus and really just be present in the moment and not aware of the other things going on to let them move forward.
That's good. That's good. That's really good. Mark, I don't know if you got, well, Mark and Noel, I don't know if you guys were listening the first hour, but a good friend of yours was on the air right before you guys, Mark, and that's Rudy Lukovich.
Oh, great.
Yeah, he just texted me and said you took place in the Circle Hook survey that they did a number of years ago, and that was our topic today about Circle Hooks. He said you were one of the participants in that. So
that's right.
Cool.
We did that, and we did the catch and release mortality study up on the flats. And
right.
Rudy's a very knowledgeable individual.
Right. Yeah. And a while back, I did come to Ken Island. I don't know if it was the old MSSA or whatever, and listen to Rudy's presentation. And he's very good at what he does. So we're always glad to have him as a friend and part of the audience. So
he's been doing it a long time.
Yes, indeed. So,
yeah.
But cool. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, I was going to say one of the prizes that we do this year, and I don't know whether it's opening in the silent auction or not, but Shore Tackle and Custom Rods donates a custom rod every year.
That's nice.
We do, and we're going to do it again this year. So
good. They're good guys. Yeah. I like those guys. Okay. So, yep.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Those guys. You're one of those guys. So,
yeah.
You know.
I guess I'm one of those guys. I'm always one of those guys.
You're one of those guys. I get it. So,
but, yeah, that's Bill O'Brien down in the shop down in Easton now. So.
Indeed. Yeah. So I have to stop by. Is it a retail shop or does he do it privately now?
No, pretty much now it's just a custom rod shop. We build and repair rods. We do mostly offshore stuff.
Where are you located down here?
Down just outside of Easton, down in Trapp.
Oh, okay. I got it.
But yeah, we'll have to.
Well, I live there. I live in Easton, so I have to visit, stop by and visit. So it's all good.
Yeah. We'll love to have you.
Yep.
Tell you what we're still doing.
All right. Well, let's review here because we do actually have to take a break here. You're welcome to stay on through the break if you like. But if we review, it's September 8th, which is a Monday, not a weekend. It's the Talisman Therapeutic Riding Rockfish Rodeo Fishing Tournament and Crab Feast. And you could win $1,000 for the top rockfish wrangler. Happy Hour and Crab Feast is at the Fisherman's Crab Deck. All the information is on your poster. The website is Talisman, Talisman, therapeuticriding.org, and it supports Talisman Therapeutic Riding and its mission to transform lives by fostering personal growth, healing, and empowerment through equine-assisted activities and enriching outdoor experiences. So good charity. We'd like to support it. We'll be there to support you, and hopefully we'll be able to, you know, have a fun day on the fishing trip. So, Mark, I want to thank you very much for your efforts, your wife for doing what she does for Talisman. Noel, thank you very much for joining us. And if there's anything you'd like to add, we'd love to hear it.
Alan, just thank you so much for allowing us to be on the show again this year and helping us promote this wonderful cause.
Well, my pleasure, and I want to say that to all the rockfish fishermen out there, the striped bass anglers. Get in on this on your personal boat. You could win $1,000. There is an entry fee. And if anybody would like to have this poster sent to them or your email, Noel, I can forward your email to them with all the details as well. Just email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and we'll take care of it for you.
And don't forget, Alan, hopefully you'll fish with us, and we still stand a pretty good chance of catching the ugliest fish.
Well, you'll have one of the ugliest anglers, so you'll be fine. Despite the rumors that I look like Charlton Heston, not true. So, anyway.
There you go. All right.
Well, guys, thank you again, and we'll see you on the 8th, if not before.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Mark Trindell, thank you for your emotional and moral support there in the background, buddy. Thanks for reaching out, and we'll talk to you soon, too, Mark. Take care, guys. There we go. All right. Very good. Well, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right there in Lansdowne, Halethorpe. Clyde's has everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing. They've got premium monofilament that they can spool on your reels. They've got pen and Shimano and Daiwa and all the reels that you could for any fishing circumstance. They've got the Pfluger rods and reels, the Shakespeare rods and reels like the Ugly Stick, and then a great selection of St. Croix fishing rods, kids fishing combos, and much, much more. Live and frozen bait and minnows, crab bait, crab traps, trot lines, crab nets, crab baskets, wood baskets with lids, plastic baskets. They've got the steamer pots. They've got all the little stuff, too, the measures and the gloves and hand lines for kids and ring traps. You know, if you like to use the ring traps, either the cloth or the metal rings, they've got those as well. And, you know, fishing, crabbing, that's what they do and have been doing since 1957. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Like I said, Lansdowne, Halethorpe, just off Beltway exit number 9. You'll be able to find it. And why not stop by for all the fish and tackle? Don't forget they have licenses. They've got firearms. They've got rifle scopes. They're a Hawk dealer. They're a CVA dealer. So they fit right into our giveaway here September, October, November. You can go take a look at that stuff too. So stop by. Open 7 days a week. You'll be glad you did. Now, Backyard Billy's. Yep, Backyard Billy's. Well, we've talked about a couple of things at Backyard Billy's. We talked about Hearth America, which does all the hearth stuff, all the wood stoves and fireplace inserts and fire rings and barbecue grills. But that giant selection of outdoor stuff, my goodness. When you drive by there on Route 50, you look in that in Backyard Billy's backyard, you'll see some of the tables and chairs. You'll see those colorful Adirondack chairs. You'll see the gym sets. You'll see a lot of sheds. You'll see the chicken coops, the dog kennels. You'll see the greenhouses right there. You'll see the pergolas. You'll see the gazebos. And that big stuff like the sheds and that stuff is free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside the showroom, there's lots of furniture. That's where the grills are. That's where the inserts are. That's where the freestanding wooden pellet stoves are. BackyardBillies.com is the place to visit. Actually, Backyard Billy's is the place to visit, but BackyardBillies.com is the website you should visit. Or you can call them at 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 and Exit 44. That's Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp about and you can't make them run, cause women more boys raise on shotgun. We say grace and we say man, and you ain't into that, but don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, we can. All right, let's talk to Captain Don. Morning, Don. How are you this morning, man?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing good.
Good, good. I'm sitting here looking at the sunrise, and I'm up here at the community boatyard.
Okay.
We had one of my neighbors was going out crabbing. He's got a little John boat, has it tied off to our community pier, and a cruise ship came by, and it threw a wake. It almost sank the John boat.
The aren't you in a? Aren't you in a?
The wake.
A cruise boat. Are you talking about a cruise ship? Okay.
Yeah, big cruise ship, and it's funny. We don't always get that wake, and it does well. Some of the container ships that come up the channel, going towards the city.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they will throw that wake too. So I guess it's a combination of the tide, the wind,
all the above,
the depth of the, all that. Yeah. And I'm telling you, it's something you could almost surf on that thing when it comes in.
I years ago, 1990-91, when the Bass Masters Classic was in Baltimore, I was fishing with Bernie Schultz, and I tell the story every now and then. Maybe you've heard it. If you did, too bad, you're going to hear it again. We were coming out of the mouth of Susquehanna, and we had 40 minutes to get back to the weigh-in at Dundee, and 150 horsepower motor, wide open. The guy at the boat at Aberdeen had turned a red siren on, said something over the loudspeaker. I have no idea what he said. And we got a little closer and jumped a freighter wake, both sides of it, wide open, 150 wow. horsepower. Airborne, hat went, jacket went, I almost went. We came down and we hit to the other side, same thing over again. I'll tell you what, wow. That's one experience I will never forget, 150 horsepower bass boat. Full throttle, wow. Jumping a freighter wake, you know? So, I mean, I used to jump stuff in my snowmobile, but nothing like that ever happened, so.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was fun.
Every once in a while, I live on the boardwalk, or next to the boardwalk in the community.
Yeah.
And during the night, sometimes that wake will come, and when it hits that boardwalk, oh, my God.
You can hear it, huh?
It almost feels like the Key Bridge coming down.
Oh, gosh, I hope not. Good grief.
No, not quite.
No, I know what you're saying. I get it. So,
yeah.
Tongue in cheek.
Tongue in cheek. So we'll be watching. We can actually, like where I am right now, I can have a clear view of the Key Bridge, and it looks like there's some cranes up there doing some work, tearing down the rest of it.
Getting down the rest of it.
The Key Bridge. Yep.
Good fishing around there. We fished there, a while back. My friend Kathleen and her grandson Barrett and Jameson and I fished there with Captain Ryan Pop right out of what's it called? Hard Yacht Cafe.
Yeah, Bear Creek.
Yeah, Bear Creek, right out of there, and we didn't go far. I mean, we fished right around. Right around some of the structure, and we caught our rockfish on live line and spot, and went on and tried for some perch. It was really, really hot that day. We didn't do too good on some of the perch. I mean, I don't know if it was a tide thing or what it was, but then we anchored up and started fishing some structure for the channel cats with, I couldn't believe it. I was ready to get the frying pan out. Soft crabs for channel cats. Yeah. Well, we caught about a dozen white and channel cats, good size, and everybody's been eating on them since, so it's really good. Really good.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that is a good area up there, and sometimes you'll see a lot of charter boats moving up toward the Key Bridge and then further up to the piers in the old Fairfield area.
Yep.
They were very, very hot 2 years ago. All the charter boats were up there.
Sure. And I imagine Tackle Box Tim is out there today. He's probably fishing at Fort McHenry with his double perch rig. I know he's out perch fishing, so, you know, he comes out of Bear Creek.
I mean, when you think about catching big rockfish up where I grew up in East Baltimore, you know, Canton,
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, they were fighting for spots. I mean,
yeah.
One charter would pull out, and the other one would back in. But yeah, it's crazy. Hey,
yeah,
we went crabbing this week. It was off the hook. I mean, we were tired of dipping. It. I know that sounds like a lot of maybe BS, but
yeah.
I'm telling you, this we were crabbing. My arms. Of course, I'm an old guy now, but the guy I was with dipping, he was getting exhausted too, but big
sure.
crabs, but they were very light.
Yeah.
Very light.
Yeah, I've been hearing a little bit about that, so.
A lot of
yes, sir.
But a lot of throwbacks, but that's all good.
Yeah, but you know what? In a couple of weeks, they'll be all filled in, and you go out there and catch them again, they'll be fat and heavy and, you know, absolutely delicious. Yeah. I kind of like a light crab. I mean, for me, they're easy to pick. They just shake the meat out of them.
That's what my buddy's saying, yeah.
You know, so I don't mind a light crab too much at all. So, still, yeah. There's still, well, anyway, there's still $60 a dozen somewhere for larges. So, you know, all right.
Yeah. Well, we catch ours.
Oh, you catch? Well, good. All right. Things are gonna lighten up for me a little bit here after about the middle third week of the month, Don, and I'll probably be in touch with you.
Good, good.
All right.
Good.
All right.
Going to fly. Have a good weekend. And
see you, buddy.
Sun's breaking through the clouds now.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. See you, buddy. Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Jerry in Baltimore. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Yeah. Good morning again, Alan.
What's going on?
Next year, 2026, I'll be in my 80th decade.
Wow. No, your 8th decade. 80th
yes,
year.
Sir.
Yeah.
I'll be 80 next year. So what
right.
I'm saying to you is, in the last 35, 40 years, in addition to my main job, I used to drive a taxi part-time.
Right, right.
And in 82, I used to work for Bethlehem Steel at Spurs Point.
Right.
And it was starting to go belly up.
Yep.
So I got ripped, you know, like reduction in force or
yep.
what they call it, furloughed. I never
furloughed,
went back.
So okay.
I started driving a cab.
All right.
One of the old timers told me, don't talk politics, don't talk religion, because most people are passionate about both. And I kind of didn't listen to him, and so people would say this or say that to me, and I'd respond, and he was right. And I'm leading up to, I sense that you don't do that, and I appreciate you for that. It's not about politics. It's not about the Donald. It's not about Kamala or whoever. This is sports. It's fishing, hunting, firearms, you know, games.
Yeah. I get it.
Non-political.
Right.
About a month ago, somebody got on your show and they was trying to be political.
Yeah, we don't do that. But I will say this.
Can I say,
go ahead.
Can I say I commend you for that?
Well, thank you.
I
appreciate that.
I'm not brown-nosing you.
No. I understand.
I appreciate that your show is non-political.
Well, the only time I will get political, if there are regulations or legislation that is going to be harmful to our outdoor pursuits or affect us in some way, good or bad. I'll give credit where credit is due. If somebody's advancing the cause of hunting in the General Assembly or restricting it, or fishing the same way with DNR or whoever, I'll address it at that point. But it's all about the outdoors. It's not about national politics, R versus D, red versus blue, any of that stuff. So, yeah.
And
I have learned my lesson.
Advice.
Yep.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Not that you need my advice, keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, man. All right.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, Jerry. You have a wonderful day. And listen, good luck on celebrating the 41st anniversary of your 39th birthday.
Thank you. Oh, my God. No, not 44.
No,
49 like Jack Benny.
41st anniversary of your 39th birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry. See, as I get older, I can't spell as well as I used to, and my math is off. But when people ask me how old I say I'm 39 like Jack Benny.
There you go. Good for you. All right, man. Thank you. Take care. There he goes. All right. Let's see. I've got to look at the schedule here. I know I've got to talk about Clyde's Sport Shop. Why don't I just do that and talk about the great Browning firearms at Clyde's Sport Shop. We got an ad coming up in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazine with some of the great Browning firearms. There's a new A5 Hunter 20-gauge. New 20-gauge model that's got the kinetic kinematic drive recoil operation. It's not gas or anything like that. It's got a composite, or it's got a gloss finished Turkish walnut stock with a vertical grip, 18 lines per inch checkering, 3 choke tubes, fiber optic front sight, and an ivory mid bead. It's a great gun for hunting or sporting clays. The 20 gauge, if you don't like the thump of that 12 gauge, if you don't need that anymore, and you can take down plenty of waterfowl with a 20 gauge. Here's the one I really like, the BLR, lightweight. The BLR stands for Browning Lever Rifle. Okay, 81 stainless takedown, beautiful gun. The rifle takes down into two parts, a non-reflective satin nickel receiver, a matte stainless steel barrel. It's gray laminated wood stock, satin finished straight grip stock with checkering. The barrel is drilled and tapped for an optional scout style scope mount, swivel studs, True Glow marble arms, fiber optic front sight, and adjustable rear sight. The Browning BLR takedown. And you can see both of those at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108, ClydeSportShop.com is the website, open 7 days a week. Stop by Clyde Sport Shop for licenses, firearms, ammunition, scope mounting, and all hunting accessories. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed.
First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, Apple Cracker Blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, we're back. I had a heck of a time with that commercial recording that the other day. I couldn't get Chesapeake Seed and Feed right, and the worst one was that Hawk Optics deal. Man, oh, man, oh, man, I couldn't say Hawk Optics to save my life, and I'm having trouble with it today, and I don't know why. It's easy, Hawk Optics, to do, but, you know, 10 takes, we got her done. And here's the thing about doing a commercial. You know, if you mess up a line with the modern technology, and Aaron knows this, you can go back and you can stop and you can start that sentence or paragraph over again. And the producer, Steve Dreppard in this case, just welded it all together seamlessly, and it works great, put the music behind it. So thanks to Drepp. Aaron, for being patient and getting all these commercials lined up the way they're supposed to be. Hey, let's do the drawing, Aaron. All right, let's see. We have 21 names on here. Let me get the random generator going. And go, 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 go. There's the number. Hold on. Oh, this one is an email. This one is an email. And if you emailed, Bob Beckman. Congratulations, Bob. You won the fish and tackle package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. I will call you, or you can call in now and leave your address with Aaron, and he'll write that down and send it to me. Or if you want to call and go on the air, you're welcome to do that as well. So Bob Beckman, won the fish and tackle package for August. I don't know what we're doing for September. I do, or for July. I don't know what we're doing for August. I think I know, but I'm not sure. I really am not. Tackle Box Tim is out perch fishing today. He'll let me know. We'll do something for August. And then September, October, November, muzzleloaders start. We got them. CVA Wolf, stainless steel, black synthetic stock. Come equipped, already equipped, with a beautiful Hawk Optics scope, and that will be the one that's specific for muzzle loaders and shotguns, a 3x9x40. And it, if you've got the current issue of Maryland Hunting Quarterly, if you go online to marylandhuntingquarterly.com, you will see the scope review that was done by my longtime writer Jim Amrine, and a very favorable review on this scope. And that scope retails for right around $200, which isn't a great amount of money for a 3x9x40 quality optics from the folks at Hawk. So they've consented to this long running commercial, you know, programming, and also to the giving us donating the scopes for the muzzleloader winners. So I have a lot of warm fuzzy for the folks at Hawk Optics. Good people. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to call us, we'd love to hear from you. We've got a couple of minutes before we have to take our next break. And, yes, there are more commercials this time around, and will be for a few more weeks. And, you know, we're just thankful for all our sponsors. Some of them are overlapping. Some of them will maybe leaving, but, you know, we'll see. Through August, we're going to be busy. That's all I can tell you at the moment, so. And we'll still have plenty of room to take your calls and have entertaining guests like we did this morning with Rudy Lukakovich and Noel Douglas and Mark Galasso from the therapeutic Talisman Therapeutic Riding Facility there in Graysonville. So There will be a half-page ad announcing the CVA contest in the next upcoming Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and it gives all the details there, the call-in numbers and everything else, so look for that. That'll be out this coming week. We went to press Thursday with that, so we'll find out eventually when that's coming back, and I'll know that by next Saturday. We will have been distributing it by next Saturday with no question at all. Hey, I want to say congratulations to a young man by the name of Paxton Ward. Last Youth Day, November 17, 2024. Then 10-year-old Paxton Ward took down a buck with his rifle, and it was measured by Bucks, Bears, Stags official measurer John Melvin the other day for a new number 4 non-typical youth buck. The gross score is 177 and 1/8, and a net non-typical score of 174 and 6/8. He's number 4 spot non-typical bucks in the youth firearms category. You can see him right now on our Facebook page if you scroll down a little bit. And visit Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook if you'd like to see some really quality deer that are taken in Maryland and measured for the record book. We've got them. Don't forget about Connor's Project. Connor's Project is the 8th annual sporting clay shoot at Pintail Point in Queenstown. That's on Sunday, September 7th. Connor's Project supports and benefits Critchlow Adkins Children's Center. Start time is 10 a.m. Individual shooters, 125. Four-man team, of course, 500. After the event, crabs and hot dogs and hamburgers and beer, soda, water, and dessert. Music by Lee Colby. If you just want to go to the Crab Feast, $50, call Rennie Gay, 410-310-8317. And if you stop by Gay Seafood today, tell Rennie you heard him right on the radio show, and he'll be glad you did. I'm glad you did. All right, we're going to do that. Okay, that's good. No callers on the line. Let's talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's one more time. We know some of you still have not paid attention, and you still have that old hole in the wall you used to use for a fireplace, and it sucks the heat out of the room every winter, and you go, I got to do something about that. Well, we've got the solution, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Indeed, get that hole filled with either a pellet, a gas, electric, or a wood insert. I have a gas fireplace insert. It's an EX35 from a company by the name of Enviro. Backyard Billy's did the installation and has provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And the convenience, the beauty, the room-filling heat, the remote control, you set the heat for what you want it set at in the room, and you just forget about it, and it takes care of it. When the temperature drops, the flames come up. If the heat goes up, the flames go down. It's all beautiful and automatic. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too, and don't forget they have the pellets for your primary or alternative heat source. So pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop in the showroom soon. Make arrangements. That cold weather's going to be here before you know it. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in 4 Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929. Or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Hey folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optic systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
Hawk Optics is known for creating some of the best crossbow scopes available for crossbow hunters, and this year Hawk has continued to improve upon the already impressive XB30 crossbow scopes. New for 2025 is the Hawk's XB30 Zoom FFP. The XB30 Zoom FFP brings first focal plane technology to the world of archery, allowing you to use the full magnification capabilities of your scope, no matter the speed of your bow. Long gone are the frustrations of being stuck to a single power on your crossbow scope. Low light or close shots, zoom out. Long range shot, zoom in. Experience the full range of magnification and remain accurate with the XB30 Zoom FFP from Hawk Optics. This scope is sold in three models depending on the speed of your crossbow. Available in speeds from 385 to 420, 425 to 465, and 470 to 510, 510 feet per second. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at hawkoptics.com. Wow, what timing. There's the music. That means we're done. Thank goodness we're done. Well, that was a good practice run, Aaron. Great job. A couple of interviews, good callers. And we're ready to say get out, stay safe. I'm ready to put the dogs away and launch into Western Maryland today. I'll be at the Trappers Convention and the Sportsman Expo. So, folks, get out, stay safe. Remember, your family is the most important thing you have. Value your family, love the Lord, and we'll see you 1 week from today at 5 a.m. next Saturday. Alan Ellis, out.